producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. Wore one all weekend. Worked out great. The one thing I do like about the G-Code OSH when it's in the panel configuration is the weight, the lack of it. Because when I had the piriformis thing happening, the old man ailment, you know, I had trouble carrying a gun. And even with that happening, with that holster in place, it was a little easier to do it. But that's what makes them what they are, the modularity personified. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. Coming from the Trace, which is the new Bloombergian rebranding of the, let's see, what has he started out as? The Mayors Against Illegal Guns, which actually was the Mayors Against All Guns. Then he segued from that after too many of his mayors couldn't actually buy a gun. It's hard to get out there and be taken seriously as a gun-grabbing group when most of you can't buy a gun. But that's what he had. Plus, a bunch of them stopped being mayors. The former mayors for too many names. So then they decided to change, and he put Shannon Watts out front, who has become so irrelevant that I don't. Has anybody seen her lately? Is she still alive? With the Moms Demand Attention, I mean Action, or something. I don't remember what it was called. Then they changed that to Every Town for Gun Safety, as if they were a gun safety organization, which, you know, you can go to any NRA class and you'll be taught gun safety. Yes, you will. And now they've come out with the Trace, which if you go to the Trace and look at them, they claim to be a news organization, and all they talk about are guns. So coming from the Trace, we have this little ditty, which was very confusing to me, knowing where this is originating from. And I guess it could be said, Moms Demand, okay, in the chat room they're saying, Moms Demand More Bedroom Action. From illegal mayors, we could call it that. That's what we could call them. In Every Town. There we go. We could just do a little mashup. That's the thing about Rodeo. You can just mash it up. Anyway, coming from them, it's a little interesting to see how they get out there. And they try to have this little libertarian facade. Because they decide to take on, they call this a sharing economy company. Like Uber. Now, Uber, for those of you that are not familiar with Uber, Uber is the car hailing service, which you can use in most cities. And it may be worldwide, for all I know. And you can get a ride that will come and pick you up exactly where you are, quicker sometimes than if you called a cab, and maybe cheaper. I'm not sure because I've never used one, like I said before. And in the past year recently, Uber drivers have defended themselves with guns. In July, according to the Trace, a driver for Uber fired an Austin, Texas driver after he discharged a handgun during an altercation with a patient. It wasn't the first time that this had happened. The company announced in June that they would ban both drivers and fares from carrying guns. I don't know how you stop the people calling the cars from carrying a gun. Are you going to get out and frisk them? Is a gun carrier's money no good? I guarantee you that Uber is getting used by a lot of people that carry guns. Many drivers either claim ignorance of the policy or choose to carry for self-protection anyway. Then there's Airbnb, the online lodging empire that rose from humble couch surfing beginnings, as they say. And they have yet to offer an explicit policy on hosts or guests possessing weapons. So, in the sharing economy, they believe this may be an issue as many more Americans come together to exchange goods and services in the so-called sharing economy. Where do guns and people carrying guns fit into the brave new landscape, they ask. For them, the question of armament is an increasingly urgent one. With this ad hoc labor and service market that's beginning to mushroom, even as the availability and number of concealed carry permits grows nationwide, this is a big issue. Uber just secured a new round of venture capital, bringing the company's overall value to $51 billion. Wow. Airbnb snagged some more private funding in June, raising its own net valuation to $25.5 billion. Then there's companies like TaskRabbit, the Uber for everything that pairs consumers with independent contractors who may perform miscellaneous tasks, sort of a, you know, handyman kind of thing. And this kind of business is sort of at the tip of a new novel tech-fueled move toward intimate person-to-person transactions. I sort of like some of this stuff, to be quite honest with you. I have the Starbucks app. And this has nothing to do with this kind of business, but what I like about the Starbucks app is with the Starbucks, it will identify the closest Starbucks to you, and you can order your drink and waltz into Starbucks, and it's waiting on you. You've already paid for it. All you got to do is get in there and pick it up. And some people, believe it or not, don't like it. And it's just sick that I find that funny. I'm sorry. I can't help myself. So, for the media, this new sort of sharing economy colliding and coming of age as we look at the 2016 presidential election, especially for the gun grabbers, this has a particular allure because we can look at this new form of doing business. We might be able to do a little gun grabbing in here. Now, they look at this and they see this libertarian sort of thing. They believe this is libertarian. And they believe that they're saying the Republicans will embrace these kinds of businesses. What this is this is very creative, okay? And it is anything but libertarian, though, in the way some of these things are executing. Uber has gotten out there and tried to tell the drivers who they don't employ that they can't carry a gun, and they've tried to tell the customers that they don't have any control over whatsoever, that they can't carry a gun when they get into the cars that they don't own. That's the kind of thing they're facing. And this kind of crowdsourced, bureaucracy-free, techno-utopian future that we may be looking at, where we can just go to our smartphone and you know, touch an app and make something happen, get a ride, get somebody to come fix the plumbing, get a place to stay, buy your cup of coffee. First of all, the fact that they write about this sort of makes me think the liberals that are working there are saying, this may need to be a little regulated here. I don't really see. Although Uber keeps winning this stuff, which I find that interesting that they keep winning the challenges they get. But Silicon Valley, where a lot of this stuff originates from, don't kid yourself. These guys, these technical wizards, scratch them hard enough, you'll find a liberal underneath them. But Uber has recruited David Plouffe, who was one of the masterminds behind the Barack Obama campaign. He's been an advisor for Michael Bloomberg and Rahm Emanuel. So, there you go, Uber. Libertarian, are you? We know about you. I just found that interesting that they thought that that was newsworthy for the Trace. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Wait a minute. Don't spend a dime on emergency food storage until you visit ReadySupplyFoods.com. If you're interested in getting the most high-quality food for your money, then see our comparison page where we list all the companies and rank them by value for your dollar. You'll see that Ready Supply Foods sells 50% more food for your money than any other company. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. Make an informed decision by going to ReadySupplyFood.com today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com. G-Code is the only holster I run because of its modularity, but also because of their innovative streak that they just constantly nurture left and right. From the first stuff that I got with them 3.5 years ago to where they're at now with the Contact series, everything in between has been new or a change in the market. They have, they're the ones dictating where the market goes. They're the ones leading. Check them out. TacticalHolsters.com. I am a member of a Facebook group called Pro Gun Podcasters. And while I am not, this show started out as a podcast. So, now that I'm on radio, that's, it's sort of like having my cake and eating it too. But I saw this question posed in the Facebook group, and it made me think, because I know that there's some people on the pro gun side of it that are just so enthusiastic about the mechanics and the technical aspect of it that they really don't want to talk politics. And the question was brought up that talking about politics within the gun world is sort of, it's sort of going to kill you. Kill your podcast if you get out there and you talk too much politics. And I thought about that for a minute. Now, I do this 5 days a week, which is about five times as much content as some people will put out. Some people may only do it once a week. There's a few that do it two or three times a week. There's a few that do it as many as me. And in this particular format, I have no choice but to talk about it, because I believe one vital component of preparation is information. All you can get. If, for example, if we woke up one day and nobody knew it was coming, and we had a gun registration, then confiscation going on, and nobody knew it was coming, we would not find out about it until it was happening. If it's being proposed, and somebody like me is talking about it, and it gets out there some way, somehow, I've said a few things in the past that have gone viral. It is likely to happen again. So, anytime something like that happens, that's a good day. And getting it out there means, at the very least, we're prepared for it, and we can start making decisions based upon a deadline. Some of these decisions we may not want to make, but they're out there. So, I thought about this, and, anybody that believes in gun ownership, I believe to a certain degree, needs to be political. They don't have to be political the way I am. They don't have to believe what I believe. But they need to be political simply because this, and we talk about this all the time, Sean Maloney will come on here and talk about it. Rob Morris will come on here and talk about it. He'll be with me tomorrow. Lots of people will come on with me and talk about it, and I keep getting this pushback where people will tell me, well, Bill, if Jeb Bush is the nominee, then I won't be voting in the election. All the while not looking at who else may be out there. Now, I'm not saying to pick the lesser of two evils. Okay? That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that as a voting bloc, the American gun owner could decide who is the Republican nominee. I'm saying that as a voting bloc, the American gun owner could decide who is the next president. I'm not saying that we have to accept anything on any terms other than our own. Then comes the next thing. Then comes the next thing, where we may have a little infighting going on. Right now we have a little infighting. There is one particular group, the National Association of Gun Rights, that will get out there and they will go after the Second Amendment Foundation, for example. Maybe rightfully so in that particular case, but because that gives them a little scintilla of cred. Then they go after the Independence Institute in Colorado. Where in Colorado, we had a recall election based upon some gun legislation. And it was successful. And now they're trying to get rid of the gun legislation. When you're trying to get rid of legislation, you do it any way you can. You do it like the gun grabbers do. When you're going up against anti-gun legislation, you take what you can get. If you can get half a loaf, that's better than no loaf. Rocky Mountain Gun Owners Association, which is run by the same guys, the National Association of Gun Rights, Dudley, they're out there going after all kinds of people in the Independence Institute. Koppel, I think Dave Koppel, they're going after him, saying he's a compromiser. Now, I'm not interested in the art of compromise. I'm interested in the art of fighting back. And if I hit you in the eye, but I don't kill you, and you run away, I still win that fight. Okay? So, we got to watch that, too. But as far as gun owners out there wanting to tune out on politics and then wanting to complain when something political goes awry, where do you think you guys live? I mean, you understand that participation is paramount to the whole republic kind of functioning, don't you? You get that. I mean, you're out there saying, I'm a gun owner, 1 of 3%, I'm this, I'm that. You got to be that. You are that. Without a doubt, you are that. But you actually have to follow through with that. But never let it be said that I think we should compromise. I don't think we have to compromise. I think we can run it. I think we can pick who we want. We may not agree with it, but when you look at it and you look at these gun rights organizations and you look at what is perceived to be the big three or four, and you realize that out of 126 to 134 million gun owners, there's like 7 million members of that. How are we supposed to come together and figure out what we want to do as a group? We got to meet and get together and plan and scheme and plot. We all want the same thing. So for these gun podcasts, and there's some gun podcasters that I respect an immense degree for what they do and what they pull off and their audience and everything else. For those that may listen to me, I would say go ahead and make that, test that pond out. It doesn't have to be 100% politics. I don't like doing 100% politics. It is the most depressing thing I know of. However, sometimes it demands it. Sometimes, if the house is on fire, even though you may not like fighting fires, you got to grab a hose. And that's what we face. If you're going to pick up a mic and start throwing something out there, throw it all out there. Leave nothing behind. Give it your everything. Throw it together. Just let it go. I'll give you an example when I get back. I'm going to have fun with this one. I'll try to be tactical and political all at the same time. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, welcome back. Just looking at the text coming in. Nothing about what I talked about, though. But anyway, welcome back. This is Lock and Load coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. Number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code. Whether it's the original line, which had no name, or the DC-3 line, which I don't really know where that came from, but it was the beginning of the Travis Haley collaboration, or the Scorpion line, which just completely threw the whole notion of what Kydex was under the bus and grounded up and started over again, or the Contact series, which is the collision of high-impact Kydex, which is what you get with G-Code, and Tactical Nylon. Looking at those four lines of product that they've come out with, those four iterations, you can only imagine what's coming up next, and you can watch that as it happens by going to tacticalholsters.com. Now, in Texas, we recently had campus carry passed. Let's talk about concealed carry real quick. In today's world with concealed carry, with the variety of guns available, with the variety of holsters available, which if you're going to carry a gun concealed, it should be in a holster. That's item number one. There's plenty of holsters out there that will do the job for you. Even if it's a pocket gun, they have a holster. G-Code has a pocket holster for most of your pocket guns that will actually break the shape of the gun and at the same time stay in your holster, in your pocket, if you draw the gun, as an example. So there's no, you know, concealed carry is something that has become very easy to pull off in so many different ways because of the advancements in the technology and development of the holsters and the advancements and development of the different guns. As concealed carry has become more and more prevalent in the United States, they're getting smaller, they're getting thinner. For some of us that are purists as far as capacity are concerned, we don't care about that. We're still going for the high capacity, and we're looking for some way to conceal that. And they have managed to get this for us. The concealed carry holsters can consist of things like the hybrid style, which was you know, CompTac, think CompTac, or Alien Gear, or, Crossbreed. I mean, that type of holster, that has gained a lot of prevalence. Then you have the pure inside-the-waistband holster, which is more skeletonized, but it's still inside the waistband. They're either leather, which will collapse, or something harder, some shell, which will not. Then there's a holster like the Nate Square Tactical, which is sort of a combination of both. But it's not designed the same way as a crossbreed holster is, although it is very comfortable. But it can be reholstered if you get the pro version. Then when you start getting outside the waistband, you're getting into a higher degree of versatility, if you will, because you may be able to carry a bigger gun that way. And you have Kydex and leather holsters that are developed as pancakes that ride high and close, to where you can hide pretty much anything you want to paddle holsters, to just regular leather holsters that exist, you know, it just all kinds of angles, all kinds of cants, small of the back, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, cross draw, shoulder, it doesn't matter. And then this is just for the guys. I mean, when you start looking at what women can carry, it gets even more, there's more variety there than anywhere. So, the capability of carry has expanded and gotten to the point to where a concealed carrier with a permit can truly never be discovered unless he volunteers it. Remember that. Now, in Texas, where campus carry was approved by the legislature earlier this year, there's now a move afoot amongst the Texas academia to try to neuter this. Now, I talked about the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor the other day, where they were out there saying, we are above the law. We don't care what you pass, Michigan lawmakers. We'll decide what happens here. Keep those tax dollars coming, which is not really the way that game should be played, but, you know, it's all beside the point. Now, the legislation that was passed in Texas gives public institutions until the next academic year to decide which areas of campus, if any, will remain gun-free zones. And that can't be done in an ad hoc manner. That has to be done by the various boards of these colleges, and they have to do it, and it has to be codified, and they have to turn it in. And the only ones that can do it are these actual administrative branches of these universities, not the teachers. However, the professors in the state are already planning in small and large ways to try to kneecap the law, regardless of what their administrations decide. Now, one thing about this is that it is going to be unenforceable because of all of that technical stuff I just told you about concealed carry. Concealed carry, if it's done correctly, is undetectable. They won't be able to detect it. So for the Texas students that may be looking at this and their professors with some sort of wide-eyed, oh, gosh, they're not going to let me, they can't stop you. Okay? So anyway, one professor at UT El Paso, who's a vocal blogger against the law, simply posted a gun-free zone in his classroom and became an overnight celebrity, according to the Chronicle of Higher Education. He said, the minute that the governor signed the legislation, I put up my sign outside the door, and then I moved it inside the classroom because I don't want guns in my classroom. I consider that law, like I said before, one gun too far. Guns belong wherever they belong, but they don't belong in my classroom, or anybody's classroom for that matter. It's a good thing he's not a Christian Baker, for example. Because David Smith-Soto should be brought up. You know, the new rules of the way we're supposed to operate in the PC world means that he should be prosecuted. Because it's the law of the land, David Smith-Soto. But it's a good thing he's not a baker or a county clerk, or he would be in trouble. But since he's anti-gun, don't look for the feds to come down on him for that. Right now, in the UT Austin faculty are circulating a petition in response to his local TV interview, trying to get 100 professors from every UT campus to join with Smith Soto and stand against Second Amendment rights on campus. Smith Soto said he wouldn't serve on his campus's task force to decide which areas will remain gun-free or fast because the law is backwards thinking. He said, I don't understand how any particular area of a campus can be gun-free and not the entire campus. Meanwhile, KXAN-TV reports on those UT Austin professors and campaign to castigate the concealed carry holders as opposed to people with illegal guns as lunatics. Ellen Shapiro for the Radio, Television, Film Department said people need to be able to disagree, dissent, present controversial opinions in a classroom without fear of a weapon, without any reason of being there. Look at Utah, would you? Would you? How many college students in Utah have snapped like a rubber band and gone off over a quantum physics discussion that didn't go their way? They've got T-shirts. The professors have. They've got T-shirts and almost 500 signatures in one day on a change.org petition. They plan to be very vocal during the rulemaking process. Gun-free UT plans a rally outside of the Blanton Museum on September the 30th. For those of you who want to go and, I don't know, put your name, throw your name in the hat to be a fish in the barrel. You know, at the same day that we had Sandy Hook, we had Lone Star University or Lone Star College or whatever, where 14 students got slashed. Didn't get a lot of news because they got slashed. Of course, nobody died that day, and that was pure dumb luck because the slasher did not decide to get in there and be a stabber. Slashing, unless you slash in the right place, it's not going to kill somebody. We'll be right back. We're going to look at a study that goes up against fact, stupidly. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code, TacticalHolsters.com. Completely indestructible. Maybe not completely, but covered by a lifetime warranty in case they do die. Although they die, if they do die, they die hard. I mean, they're really hard to get them to go down. But anyway, anyway, check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now, occasionally, we will have academics that will publish what they call a study, which here's the thing about studies. I don't trust studies unless they follow the formula that John Lott follows. See, John Lott is not a pro-gun guy. He's an anti-crime guy, but he's not a pro-gun crime kind of guy. Now, he skews pro-gun because what he's found is that where people have guns, they stop crime. So he becomes pro-gun because of the result he gets from it. Not because he's out there saying, oh, I just love blue steel. That's not him. It's not what he likes. So, anyway, despite the fact of all of the studies that we have, which there's, I mean, so many of them out there can be named. In 2013, we saw five come out. We saw five surveys / studies come out in 2013 alone. And we can go back to them and look at them. We can look at the 2013 CDC report. We can look at the 2013 FBI uniform crime data. We can look at the Pew Research poll. There's a lot of things we can go look at. Anyway, it's all beside the point. What we have found to be a fact is where concealed carry spreads, crime goes down, as a rule of thumb. That does not mean shootings go down. Then you start entering into the realm of the justified shooting, the justified homicide, which is altogether different. If some bad guy comes and tries to hurt a good guy, and the good guy kills them, I'm still trying to figure out why that's a bad thing. If the good guy lives, why is that a bad thing? It's all beside the point. This is coming out of the Journal of Criminology. This was published by an academic coming out of Texas A&M, which is quite interesting given what's been passed in Texas. What he did was he looked at the connection between crime rates and concealed handgun permits for each county in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Florida, and Texas. The interesting part about this is this. In Michigan, you have places like Detroit, where crime is high. And crime figures can be heavily weighed and balanced and tipped based upon very small numbers. Okay? So, in Pennsylvania, you got Philadelphia. In Florida, well, you know, you got a lot of immigration there. Texas, you've got illegal immigration. The researchers used two sources of data from 1998 to 2010, according to them, concealed handgun license information and arrest data from uniform crime reports, such as the FBI compiles nationwide to gauge arrests for serious burglaries, including homicide, rape, robbery, aggravated assault, burglary, theft, and arson. They said they found no connection between allowing concealed weapons and crime rates, which are trending downward nationwide. The study lead, Charles D. Phillips, an emeritus regents professor at the Texas A&M Health Science Center School of Public Health, said in a statement, "The idea that concealed handguns lead to less crime is at the center of much firearms legislation, but the science behind that conclusion has been murky. The results have been so inconclusive that the National Academy of Sciences in 2004 called for a new approaches to study the issue." And this is what we've done with this research. Thank you so much for bringing the murkiness out. Actually, I have not found it to be murky. Bill Clinton's Department of Justice came out with about the same set of figures. And it had nothing, and it wasn't so much to do, you know, the whole thing where you look at Kleck, Gaius, Ludwig, Lott, you look at their studies and everything, their numbers have nothing whatsoever to do with actual concealed carry permit holders. They just say defended with a gun. Okay? Now, this study comes out at the same time that, you know, Governor Greg Abbott just signed into law, a campus carry law that got signed in June and begins to take effect next year. And what they're trying to say with this, this is something where they went out and they looked, they say they looked out across the fruited plain and they came up with these numbers, and this is all in an effort, college students of Texas, to keep you from carrying a gun at your Texas college. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to make it, you know, we've got two things happening. The colleges don't like what's happened to them. There's a simple answer for this, colleges. Stop taking taxpayer money. Stop forcing the taxpayers to fund your tenured professors. Let your tenured professors live off of whatever kind of tuition money you guys can garner, whatever sports money you can generate. Let them live off of that and have at it and go for it. And then, you know, let the free market decide whether or not mom and dad want to send their precocious little child to you. That would not have an immediate effect, but this would have a long-term effect. Now, most studies looked at crime before and after concealed carry was passed. The A&M study focused on county-level data while gauging change in crime rates over time. And they look at the lack of impact on crime, and they think it sounds right. And this is coming from State Representative Garnett Coleman, a Houston Democrat who chairs the House County Affairs Committee, which tackles criminal justice issues. People who commit crimes are less likely to go through that background check. But he also said it's also unlikely that a concealed handgun license holder would be in the right place at the right time to stop a crime. Well, that's true. They're only going to be where they're being attacked. We're not out there trying to be Superman. We're not trying to be superheroes. We're just trying to defend ourselves. And if you would allow that to be ubiquitous, then you'd really see a decrease in crime. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. Now, there are academics out there. I think it's in Missouri where one academic is actually suing the state over not allowing him to be armed. And I get that. I get it. Larry Arnold, a board member of the Texas Concealed Handgun Association, said that studies are studies. And he said that since concealed carry legislation began taking effect more than 35 years ago, where the opponents predicted blood in the streets and fender benders turning into firefights and more people with guns who would shoot out instead of talk it out, that's been proven time and time again to be wrong, which is the exact same argument they're using for the campuses in Texas, where they're going to be looking up there, and if they're, you know, looking at some order of operations in advanced algebra and they disagree on it, they're going to fill their hand and shoot it out in front of the chalkboard. That's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. In fact, in Texas, which is interesting, in Texas, a non-concealed carry holder, all of these professors that don't have concealed carry licenses in these universities of Texas, they're 8 times more likely to commit a crime than somebody that does. I bet you didn't know that one, Texas professors. I'm almost certain of it. The study also reports that the presence of gun dealers, not fear of being victimized, most often prompts people to obtain a concealed carry permit. Hey, there's a gun store. I think as an impulse buy, I will go and get a concealed carry permit. I think I want one. That's how I got mine. They were running a special on them that day. I don't remember, you know, I don't even remember what I was in there for. It was just like on an end cap or something, and I saw it, and I was like, concealed carry permits, buy one, get one free. I will buy one. Tomorrow we'll be joined by Rob Morris and hear about the Gun Rights Policy Conference that just happened out there out west in Arizona. We'll do this again in 22 hours. And remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control on a Monday. This has been Lock and Load.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's KDArmor.com.
Come and take it.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.